light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. There was no sun to rule the day, no moon to roam the night until our God flung forth the nebulae, the planets, suns, and stars at will. With these God made the greater light to dawn and blaze upon our day. A lesser lamp illumined night and marked each month along its way. Thus time, the seasons, and the years began their endless ordered round. The moon called forth the festivals on which God's praises would resound. And so it was, and it was good. Companions, friends, the stars would be bright beacons in the cosmic night, sure bearings both on land and sea. Thus evening came and morning came. The fourth day saw our day star sun, bright symbol of undying light, undimmed when day and night are done. Amen. O Christ, the Son of Justice, your coming forth is like a bridegroom from his tent. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of God's hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes the message known. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There God has placed a dwelling for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Christ, the Son of Justice, your coming forth is like a bridegroom from his tent.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate day from night. Let them mark the seasons, the days, and the years, and serve as lights in the dome of the sky to illuminate the earth." And so it happened. God made the two great lights, the greater one to govern the day and the lesser one to govern the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to illuminate the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. Evening came, and morning followed, the fourth day. The rising sun will shine upon us and direct our feet in the ways of peace. The rising sun will shine upon us and direct our feet in the ways of peace. The heavens still proclaim the glory of God and direct our feet in the ways of peace. Glory to the One, to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of Life. The rising sun will shine upon us and direct our feet in the ways of peace. Surely it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than destroy it. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful. From one generation to the next, the mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Surely it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than destroy it. For astronomers, cosmologists, and all who explore the depths of space and the mysteries and wonder of the universe, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all whose lives and work are intimately connected to the time of day and the seasons of the years, especially those affected most by global warming and climate change, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are forced by poverty or war to live under the open sky, burned by the sun during the day, or freezing under the stars each night, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and preferences, from experiencing the natural beauty and rhythms of day and night, seasons and celebrations that acknowledge our home and role in the universe, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Every atom in our bodies was forged in the fiery belly of a star who lived, died, and gave itself back to the universe. May we learn this wisdom of God, manifest in the stars and in Jesus of Nazareth, and live and die in harmony with everything else going on in the universe. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of the starry universe, as we celebrate the fourth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wisdom and splendor of each shimmering star, the heat and life-giving energy of our sun, the serene beauty and mystery of our moon, and the reliable rhythms of days, weeks, months, seasons, and years. May every person on earth be entranced by each sunset, amazed by each constellation, astonished by each season, and filled with gratitude that your universe in its infinite variety has invited each of us to be an integral part of such splendor. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things in existence, and frees all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.